Next Tuesday, we will be at the Conservation Tillage Conference. And Jody DeYoung-Hughes, University of Minnesota Soil Health Specialist, is putting that together and has put it together, I would assume, at this point, Jody.
Yes, I hope we do have it all together by now.
All right. I've got a little sign on my desk that says, we may not have it all together, but together we have it all. So
that will have to be my opening slide.
Okay. All right. Well, you've put together a lot of fabulous folks on some obvious topics that farmers have a lot of interest in. Soil microbes, cover crop impact on nitrogen dynamics, I mean, the grazing cover crops, advanced strip-till strategies. These are all things that everybody's kind of, we've done the 101 on all this stuff. Now let's push the limit on all this. Is that what you're hoping to accomplish at the CTC?
Yes, for part of it. Usually we have about 50% of the people who come are brand new, and some of them are still sitting on the fence about whether, what they want to improve soil health and the different ways that they can do it. And so we have some of the talks are a little more beginning, and the other ones are a little more advanced, and especially in the tillage area. Cover crops, I think we're all still learning, what works best where and, what makes them the most successful. But tillage, we have a lot of data on tillage, and we're able to help them out in different levels for that one.
Even this fall, I noticed there was some misinformation or disinformation, on social media. no surprises there, but some people saying that the folks who are no-tillers, my goodness, that's where the corn is still left out in the field because this no-till doesn't hold water very well. When in fact, the opposite is true, isn't it?
Yes, very true. A lot of people that have been no-till for a little while, we're not talking people who have just transitioned over to no-till or strip-till, they have a lot better water infiltration and they have better trafficability. You have the soil structure, those little aggregates in the soil, and they act like mini columns in the soil that actually help to hold up the weight of equipment. So building soil health is one of the best ways to combat compaction. And this year we saw a lot of that. A lot of ruts and not being able to get out in the field on time. Now, of course, there's a limit, too. I mean, no-till and strip-till long-term fields aren't perfect. It's, Mother Nature can throw a curveball that nobody can handle.
Oh, yeah.
But they do fare a lot better. And, again, like I'm saying, it's not the first year or two. It's going to take probably 4 years to start building structure. And then you'll start getting that better water infiltration and better water holding capacity and just all the good things that come with it.
For sure. I know that, but even the no-till folks rutted up the fields quite a bit this year, and they did a little unintentional tillage there.
Yeah, and I've had a lot of calls on the ruts this year, and what I've been telling the ones, especially the ones that have already started building soil structure, is just till out where they have the ruts. Don't till the whole entire field. Don't, start breaking down the structure for the whole field. Just till back in the ruts. Get them filled in. I wouldn't have done any straight shank tillage onto them, like the big zone tillers, because, one, it's too wet, and it would have just smeared the soil, and we've had real bad experience with that before in the late 90s. So just fill them in as best as you can and start again.
That might be a spontaneous breakout session you might have at the CTC next Tuesday. Are you in a rut? Or how to deal with your ruts and all that. But
are you in a rut?
Yeah.
So I like that one.
Next Tuesday, 17th, and Wednesday, the 18th, the location for the Conservation Tillage Conference is?
It's going to be at the Holiday Inn in St. Cloud, Minnesota. So in the middle of the state, it's right across the road from the mall. So bring family. This hotel also has like 5 swimming pools, small ones.
Oh, man.
They have them. So bring the kids.
Excellent. All right, we will do that. And are you still taking registration?
Yes, we're getting very close to capacity. This venue is a little bit smaller than we're used to having. So we're at Yeah, you give us a call and we'll get you in.
All right. What is the number you'd like folks to call?
Call 320-815-4112.
Gotcha.
And I'll get you going.
All righty. The Conservation Tillage Conference, something you've had since what? Was 2004? What was your first year for that?
Yeah, I think it was 2004. This is the 15th one.
So if my North Dakota farm boy math is correct, this would be, 2004 would be correct then. So,
it's been a labor of love, but it's grown, and you know, we worked with NDSU for 5 years and came up with new ideas, and Abby just had a nice successful one last week, and it's just showing that soil health is really growing and people's interest, and it's been quite a ride.
Indeed, it is a good ride too, and because I've been, like say, at the last 4 or 5 of them, and privileged to be at Abby's on last Tuesday, and honored to be at the one you'll have next Tuesday. We'll, if folks can't get there, but all we can do is talk about it for a couple hours on the radio. I mean, folks ought to be there and learn a lot about soil microbes, nitrogen management. And this, just to reiterate, this is not a no-till or a minimum till conference. This is whatever works on your farm. Let's talk about it and maybe do some of it.
Right. One size doesn't fit all. If you wanted to go all the way to regenerative ag, then you better have cows. And a lot of us don't have cows. So, you know, what small steps can you make? Just start something. Let's try something. And it's not, like I said, 15 years ago, this was a conservation tillage conference. But now it's more of a soil health conference. And this year, we're going to have a competition to see who can help me rename it so that it's a more of an accurate name. And it will be kind of a fun twist to what we're doing. And they have to be, there's no cuss words.
Okay, all right. So the rename, you're going to rebrand it, so to speak, next year. What's the first prize for coming up with the best name? Maybe a free soil sample or a Ziploc, a 2 gallon Ziploc of no-till dirt. No, I don't
know. Yeah, really. They'll get my love and appreciation because I had talked to the committee. I said, yeah, we should give out prizes for it. And somebody said, yeah, but what if more than a few people came up with the same name? And, they made it very complicated very quickly. So if you see your name up there the next year, you will have just the pride that you were the one that changed it.
Decision by committee. It's so much fun. So,
all right. I'll buy you a drink at Beer and Bowl. How about that?
Hey, there we go. Come up with a new name for the... So this is even more important to be at the very last Conservation Tillage Conference, because next year it'll be called something different.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So website again to get registered for next Tuesday.
Well, you'll have to call in now because as of an hour ago, we shut down the website. And so call me at 320-815-4112.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, Jody, have a great weekend. And the weather will be fantastic next week. Dry. Certainly not, shirt sleeve weather. Although I just went out in the parking lot today, it's above zero, so it feels balmy. But
right,
we'll have dry, mild, no weather, no travel issues. So everybody head to St. Cloud next Tuesday for the Conservation Tillage Conference. Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mick. We'll see you next week.
See you then. Thank you.